Kahnawake Mohawk protesters lifted the rail barricades on their territory on Thursday. Spokespeople have said they are doing so to ease tension between the Wet'suwet'en leaders and the federal government. They also said the blockades could go back up at any time. Montreal had an earthquake Friday morning. The small 3.3 magnitude quake hit the island at around 3 a.m. The epicenter was northeast of downtown. In other news, a third case of the COVID-19 has been confirmed in Quebec. A woman quarantined herself after learning a friend had tested positive. That friend was in France. The woman likely contracted the virus during her trip abroad. She had joined the 100,000 cases around the world, and 49 are in Canada, mostly in Ontario and BC. To hear about the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second edition of the Iron Club during this 2020 Metal March at CGLO. And so it's just me today, JP, since Hunter is off to work. Kind of sad that I'm left alone to do this special episode, since we're doing a giveaway today. We're giving away a pair of tickets to go see Killswitch Engage and August Burns Red on April 8th at MTELUS, which is nearly sold out. So if you want to get it on this train, you have to, you can either send a message on our Facebook page, The Iron Club, which has the same logo as our Mixcloud account, but you can find it on the CGLO page if you want to. But also, another thing you can do is text us in live right now at the 514-848-7471. I will repeat, because I didn't give you any time to get your phones out and to type in this number. So it's 514-848-7471. Just text me your name and why do you want to go see those metalcore legends live at MTELUS in April. The song you just heard at the beginning of the show was Stone by For the Fallen Dream, which I saw live with Of Mice and Men when they came at Theater Fairmount. They were pretty great. They really impressed me. And right now we're going to follow that with some CanCon, which is Melavon with Siberia. And after that, you're going to hear some Silverstein with a collaboration with Caleb Shomo, the singer of Beartooth. So have fun with that. See you later, people. Don't forget to text in. To me, every word fades away.
dark place. I try to see straight, but it's all a blur. I just wanna see your face, but I'm shivering, looking for a kerosene cure.
Les Rendezvous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its many cultural expressions. Let's celebrate from March 1st to March 31st, 2020 across the country. Discover the RVF 2020 online newspaper at rvf.ca. Take part in many activities in your region and enter our national contest for a chance to win cash prizes or a trip to Switzerland. For more information, visit rvf.ca.
It's Monday. Your work week is just beginning.
Come on, move!
You can already feel the existential dread seeping in, and the weekend seems so far away.
What?
Things will only get worse from here.
Oh, for the love!
Luckily, there's Sewer Spewer. Your weekly guide to Montreal's underground punk and metal scene, with your host, Chris the Frog. Every Monday at noon on CJLO 1690 AM. Don't let your Monday drag you down. Melt your mind with some local noise.
That was Blind Witness with Force Fed, some new stuff, some new CanCon. And so, sorry about the mic noise, it wasn't properly in front of my mouth. So, right now it is, and what I'm going to play you next is probably no surprise to anyone else, since it's my favorite band. And they're coming to Montreal with Hatebreed later in September this year. And I'm already going, as you might already know. But here is one of my favorite songs from that album, Deep Blue, Deliver Me. And after that, you are going to hear some Killswitch Engage before we talk again. So here is Deliver Me by Parkway Drive.
Deliver Me! What's that? from here. We won't go quietly. It must be the end of empathy. We let go of the grip of anxiety. What would you? What would you care for? What would you? What would you do?
Bite the Hand That Feeds by Killswitch Engage. You're probably going to hear that one on the Atonement live tour that is coming to Montreal on April 8th. And if you don't already know and figure it out yet, this Iron Club show is basically just me, JP, which is the core fan. That's why you're only hearing core stuff today. Some heavy breakdown and some awesome mosh pit songs to mosh you. Also, if you haven't figured it out yet with the last song I just played, it's a giveaway show today. We're giving away a pair of tickets to go see Killswitch Engage and August Burns Red on August 8th. April 8th. I'm sorry, my bad. I'm all over the place today. And this is part of the Metal March goodness that you're going to get all March long. We have a few entries already. We have Katrin that just really wants to rock out to Killswitch Engage as one of them. And also Metal March, as you might already know, because Sunday is... probably the most metal day out of all of the days of the week at the CGLO, because from 4 p.m. to 11 is just metal that's going to be played on this radio. And so every day of the month, you have a free album that is going to get given out to you. In French, we would say gracieuseté of bands.
Surprise!
What the... Apparently, I got some surprise guests.
Surprises.
And so, Alessia, that you heard on the last show, and Hunter just entered the building, so I'm no longer alone and all over the place. Now I'm alone and all over the place with two more people. And so, I'm no longer alone and sad.
I'm so alone and sad.
You're not. Hello, hello, welcome. Take some mic and some headphones so we can talk a bit. That's right, that's right. Hunter and Alicia are fighting for the same... Oh my god. Sorry, college radio.
Broken.
So Hunter has to lower itself down to talk into the mic because it's really broken.
I'm just going to hold it so I don't mess up my people's ears. Can people hear me?
Yes, yes, we can.
Awesome. I can hear you. Can they hear me?
You might want to lower that just a bit closer to your mouth.
That's a weird thing to say on the radio.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds way better. And
awesome.
So I'm sorry in advance. I haven't planned anything Iron Maiden yet. It's just my weird stuff that we're going to play today.
Yay! What kind of weird stuff you got there?
Well, I already played some Parkour Drive and Killswitch Engage.
Nice, oh.
Next, I'm probably going to play some Rage Against the Machine because I'm not going to do like everyone else probably did today and play the Band Van Calendar of the band on the Band Van Calendar today. Mm. That is Myskern.
I'm going to try that, and unless he's going to try it, we're going to see who is the best. Myskern.
Now wait for the actual way to say it.
Don't blow too much.
Oh boy. Myskern. Myskern.
Myskern. I like that.
Myskern. How about that one?
And so that was a great surprise. I wasn't expecting that at all. So what have you guys been up to?
I just got here. I took an Uber. Least interesting air talk ever.
Do you got some free pasta again at Le Petit Grenouille?
We're not getting free pasta when we went, but we were at the. Do we have time for a little show review?
Oh yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we saw. What band did we see?
The Doors.
They're called Feast of Friends.
Were they, or is it called Full Moon Party? That's the sign that was on the back.
You sure? Full Moon Party was before. The band for sure was called Feast of Friends.
Then never mind. You got it.
They played at La Petite Grenouille. Alessia and I went. We went with my girlfriend Gina. Ooh. And my mom.
Yeah. His mom is probably the coolest person I ever met. Wow. I was just chilling with her.
I haven't met your mom yet.
Oh, you should have came to the Doors concert. Were you too busy doing last night?
Yes.
Celebrating family dinner.
Five birthdays at once. Mine, my brother's, my mom, my cousin, and my granddad. No, it's not until...
Your birthday's on the 27th,
though. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So why is that today?
Because instead of, like, doing... It's on my dad's side, so they didn't want to, like, have, like, a dinner each time. So they were just like, let's bundle it up and get it over with. Because it's, like, the busiest, like, birthday season for us.
So you only got one cake?
I didn't get any cake.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I got. Don't like each other. I got beer.
Nice. Oh, okay. Better than cake.
Yes. As an adult, it's way better than cake.
Who needs batter when you have beer? Mm. Am I right?
There you go. I'm a quote you on that.
Oh, I'm so quotable. I just got all these puns. I got more. I'll keep them coming. All
right. So keep them for our next talk spot because you're going to talk about the songs that we're going to play. But right now, I'm going to throw a bit of a curveball right here because it's a bit out of our comfort zone a bit. Of your comfort zone, at least.
I used to listen to Rage, but yeah.
You used to. Now I listen to.
Don't nobody tell me what I what. Don't tell me what you want me to do. No, say it again.
And so
I won't do it.
The only reason I'm playing this one is the guitar riff is pretty amazing, mm-hmm. and Parkour Drive did a live cover of them,
and I couldn't find
that one unless it was on YouTube, and the sound quality isn't that great. So here's the real thing: Boson Parade by Rage Against the Machine. You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. Keep the giveaway entries coming, people, because we need them.
Oh yeah.
Not food, not hope, not shoes, not need. Just feed the war cannibal animal. I walk the pocket full of shells. They rally round the family with a pocket full of shells. They rally round the family with a pocket full of shells. They rally round the family with a pocket full of shells.
April 21st, synth-pop artist Porches will be performing in Montreal at Bar Laritz. Don't miss the chance to see him live, performing songs off his latest album, Ricky Music. Tickets on sale at blueskiesturnblack.com.
Do you like metal? Do you like bands from the modern era and the past, the mainstream and the underground? Then tune in to Turn On the Darkness, hosted by Philium, where you'll experience intense and mind-boggling music that'll make your ears explode with excitement, right here on CJLO 1690 AM. Shove the books and listen to some metal.
Welcome back, people. That was Bones by August Burns Redge, which you can see on April 8th with Killswitch Engage live at MTELUS if you want these hot tickets. Before that, you heard Greed by War of Ages, but that's not important because right now, we're about to give away the tickets that we promised you at the beginning, at the beginning of the show. And so, Hunter, I believe you have the name of our winner.
I am next up in line in the way, and we have compiled the list of everybody who texted in. Thank you so much for collaborating with us, for getting us in. This is one of the best episodes of all time with all the audience connections we've had today. You know, it's really good to give back to the fans just like this. Now, we put every, here's how it worked. For every text we got, we assigned a number. Numerical system, put them into a hat, shuffle, pick the winner. Our lovely lady to the right, Alessia, has picked the winner for us.
Dum, dum, dum.
Drum roll, please. Oh, and the winner is Mr. Paul. Whee! Thank you so much for connecting with us, Paul. I'm really happy that you won. You really sound eager. You know, in your text, you said you're a huge fan of Killswitch Engage, and, well, who isn't? So we will connect with you pretty soon to let you know how you can get those tickets, and we'll see you on April 8th at the Killswitch Engage show.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Transition. What is Alessia supposed to talk about?
Well, why don't you tell us what's coming up at the CGLO station for the rest of March?
For the rest of March, there's a whole slew of things we can all get involved in, community activity. Well, we have the band event calendar. We've talked about that. I won't continue, but every day we're giving away a free album from a different band. Oh. On Wednesday, this coming Wednesday this week, in a couple of days, we're having a metal bake sale. Yes. I don't know how metal you can make a bake sale, but CGLO is going to try to top it.
Some Killswitch Engage cupcakes.
Gina and I are baking cupcakes. Ooh. So we'll be doing, yeah, we'll have some pentagram cupcakes, some fire cupcakes, stuff like that. Black icing to stain your teeth, so it's really gross.
Oh, okay. Okay, I like it.
And we'll be selling off metal vinyl there, too. And that's going to be...
Where is that? Food and metal?
It's right beside the station. It's across the little atrium.
Cool.
That's right beside it. So
I'll get to the name of the room, because it's like the...
Please do it. I'm not prepared at all for that.
CGO Music Lovers Big
Question
Sale,
too much.
March 11th. And that's going to be in the G Lounge. G for golf. G for gangsta.
For general.
Oh,
G
God.
For general.
Phonetic
or for
alphabet.
Good game.
G for, Alessia?
I was about to say baller and then gallers. I don't know what galler means. I'm on the spot.
Room full of journalism students.
G Fuel.
At the G Fuel. Literally still just a letter.
Yes.
That's at the G Lounge across from CGLO. It's a little high to, you know, have to walk up the stairs to get here, but you burn off some calories so you can some calories.
Exactly. So you can walk down.
Exactly.
Or roll down.
So we're preparing a little bit of a surprise in terms of like a discussion spot. We're going to have a bunch of people in debating on heated topics of metal.
Yes.
That's planned for later in the month, but we'll announce that soon. And the big thing is the CGLO Sunday service for Metal March. Did you want to talk about that?
It's basically what we did last year with the overnight, but during the day.
Okay.
So we get in during, at four, we all get in into this little room and we do stuff. We play metal. We talk about debates that Hunter has prepared for us. We listen to stuff and we just comment on it. And we have fun. We give away tickets. We give away merch. We give away vinyls. We give away CDs. So if you want to win stuff, just listen on the 29th. From 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. And so you just get free stuff.
Nice. A lot of metal.
Yeah.
I like it.
A lot of metal, yeah.
I like it. I will be tuning in.
A lot of shows are also like metaling or heavying up their playlists. So a lot of like acoustic shows, stuff like that, it will try to like play some heavier stuff during the month. So if you're a fan of heavy music, just tune in anytime. And odds are you hear some electric guitar and screaming on CGLO.
I'm always screaming out loud. So. That sounds horrible now that I just heard it. Okay.
And so we're already at the end of the show. Thank you, Hunter, for the surprise. And thank you, Alicia, for coming on for the second time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're always welcome to come back and have a full show with us where we can geek out about Iron Maiden.
I'm going to come in with my shirt. I'm going to come in with my
boot.
Like, you know, well, my boots every day are on me, but I need to get some new, more bad bleep boots. And then I'll come in also with photos and videos from the two concerts I've seen. So I'll come in fully loaded.
We like that.
We have an Iron Maiden debate about the best album, best band members.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Best Eddie.
already heated. I love it.
I'm already ready.
And so, Alicia, why don't you send us off with the last song that people are going to hear today on the Iron Club?
All right, guys. Last song for today is going to be Hickory Creek by Whitechapel. Boom.
There you go. You were listening to the Iron Club on CGLO 1690 AM. Have a good night, people.
Hickory Creek? Yeah!
This path I'm